first of all, I respect General Shinseki's service, but the issue about whether he's going to resign or not has become the dominating issue when we ought to be putting real fixes in place at the VA. A lot of this is cultural that has been at the VA. I've had problems with the VA since I've been senator in terms of getting the VA to focus on women vets, to get the VA's backlog down. And now I saw in the Inspector General's report last night, I reviewed it, that this horrible stories about veterans not getting the health care services they deserve or getting, in effect, their appointments delayed on purpose was systemic. In my mind, this requires both new leadership and a recognition that a lot of this is around plain old data management. We need people who understand modern systems and not, in many cases, the kind of antiquated bureaucratic approach the VA has taken in the past. I experienced, again, this firsthand. William and Mary Law School has a very innovative clinic, law school clinic, where they help veterans process their claims. It took me a year and a half to get the VA to accept the William and Mary Law Clinic as a good model. Now they finally accepted it, and we've got 50 law schools around the country. Doesn't cost the taxpayer a dime, and yet veterans are getting help. This kind of resistance to change at the VA has got to be changed, and that requires both new management and a focus on actually the bottom line and results.
Senator, the Republican convention to choose your opponent isn't until next month, but it does seem likely that longtime Republican strategist Ed Gillespie will be running against you in November. Were he to become the next senator from Virginia instead of you, what would that mean for Virginia and for the nation?
Well, it would mean you would have a 100% partisan vote in the Senate. I don't intend to lose this race. I think Virginians know me. I know what kind of campaign, and they will run the same campaign against me that are running all across the country that'll attack health care and attack when I've voted with and when I've not voted with the president. And I'm ready for that. I think Virginians know my record. They know me. They know my activities as governor when Virginia got named the best managed state, the best state for business. They know I've worked tirelessly on the budget. They know that every major piece of legislation I work on in the Senate, I've got a Republican partner because I believe, bipartisan solutions are what the country's looking for. So I know what I'm going to get, regardless of which Republican opponent comes out of the convention. If the favorite ends up winning, he's probably a little more hardcore political. But that's unfortunately the nature of the process these days.
Well, again, speaking of your likely opponent, Ed Gillespie, he has a reputation for being a prodigious fundraiser, and your campaign has already started running television ads. Between the two of you, how much money do you think is going to end up being spent on the campaign for your seat?
Probably too much. One of the concerns I have is about the fact that we can't seem to get campaign finance reform done correctly. I am concerned about the remarkable amounts of undisclosed money flowing into our political system today and some of these super PACs. I don't think that helps the process. But I'm going to be prepared to go toe-to-toe with whoever the Republicans nominate. And I think at the end of the day, Virginians are going to reject the cookie-cutter approach and are going to look at my record and recognize the fact that from energy to foreign policy to the budget, I've had big differences with the administration. They know, end of the day, who I work for, the people of Virginia. I'm not sure that can be said about particularly the favorite on the other side.
Senator, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have refused to sign a statement calling for a change in the name of the Football League team that many Virginians consider their team, the Washington Redskins. Do you believe that folks in Washington, legislators such as yourself, should stay out of that? Or do you expect to change your position and call for...
Bob, I think, Congress has got a lot of problems that are national in scope. And I'm just not sure this is one we ought to be interfering with. I do think over time that teams' nicknames will will change to reflect the changing nature of the times. I mean, that happened with the Washington Wizards. But I wish we'd put a lot of energy into things like getting our debt and deficit under control. That's where I'm going to spend my time and effort.
You're on a campaign swing through Western and Central Virginia. Could you tell us what you're talking about and what you'll be doing?
Well, this is my formal kickoff of my campaign this year to try to get rehired to the United States Senate. And I'm asking Virginians to take a look at my bipartisan record, both as governor and now as senator. And we need people in Washington that can actually find common ground and get things done. And I think that's been my record. I'm particularly interested in trying to make sure that every Virginian gets the kind of fair shot that I have as somebody who went first in my family to graduate from college and failed a couple times at business before I was successful. I fear with increasing student debt and lack of job opportunities that fair shot that I think defines us as Americans is disappearing. And I think there are some specific things we can do around refinancing student debt or being able to have employers directly pay down student debt tax-free that can help on some of our younger folks. I think there are a series of issues around innovation and entrepreneurship that we can help promote that will help around job creation. And I've got want to share with friends in the Valley ideas about that. The second reason I'm trying to get rehired is the thing I'm most concerned about is our crushing debt that we've got in this country, $17 trillion. Goes up $3 billion a night. And if we don't get our balance sheet in order, our nation's ability to invest in research or infrastructure or education or our military is going to be seriously undermined. So since I first got in Congress, I've been working in a bipartisan way to take on both entitlement reform and tax reform. It's only going to get fixed if Democrats and Republicans are willing to compromise. And I think, frankly, if we can get our fiscal house in order, that will do more for job creation than any specific program. So I want to share those ideas, share the fact that folks like John Warner, our longtime former Republican senator, is supporting me because of my bipartisan approach, and get a chance again to visit with friends in the Valley.
Senator Warner, I have just one more question for you, and this is rather important to our public radio audience. You recently appeared on the popular NPR quiz show, Wait, Don't Tell Me, during the Not My Job segment, and unfortunately, you failed to win the prize for the listener.
Well, I think I went with the I went with an answer that had Norfolk, England in the response, hoping that the Virginia connection would bail me out. But I do know that it was a little bit of an embarrassing moment. But just as I was in business, I failed the first two times, and then managed to do pretty well with cell phones. Maybe I can get another crack on Wait, Don't Tell Me. So there are some crazy things about this job, but going on that show was a great time.
Well, Senator Mark Warner, thanks very much for your time, and it was good to talk with you.
Thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing all my friends in the Valley.